Veronica Matheson takes us on a virtual adventure into the Kimberley as she chats with Craig Howson from the luxury small adventure cruise ship company with the cruise ship True North.
Craig, when did you discover the magic of the Kimberley?
I started up there in 1987, so we're just coming up for our 30th year anniversary for the company. So I was involved in the America's Cup when it was in Fremantle back in 86, 87. And as soon as we finished there, I headed off to Broome.
So you've always sort of had something to do with the water.
Yeah, from when I left school, I first got involved in the lobster fishing industry, and then I bought a boat myself and got involved in just catching fish for a living, and then this sort of led into the America's Cup time. And
the America's Cup, how were you involved in that?
Well, I was contracted to supply the Canadian America's Cup team with a tender boat. So the tender boat looked after the 12-metre yacht and towed them out to work, brought them back in and had all the VIPs on and had the spare parts for the boat and stuff. First Canadian yacht was called True North, and they called the boat that I built for them, North Star. So my first boat was called North Star, and then my second boat was called North Star, and the third boat I built, the Canadians were long gone by then, so I called that True North. It's actually quite a fitting name for where we work and what we do.
Yes, well, you certainly didn't have to think of a name. It was already made for you. What is it about the Kimberley that is so captivating?
Well, I guess it's just a magnificent wilderness. It's we travel 1,000 miles on the journey, and you don't go past any roads, any houses. There's only one place where you might get to see people is at the Mitchell Falls, where they fly in by helicopter. Amazing wilderness, spectacular this time of year. It's at the tail end of the wet season, so you've got beautiful waterfalls, and I guess there's lots of history there. You know, with the Aboriginal rock art. And there's great fishing, and there's so many things to do. And we've sort of recently renamed our company from being True North Cruises to True North Adventure Cruises, because we think it's very adventure orientated, our holiday. It's not like a cruise ship where you might have to cruise for 2 or 3 days at sea before you get somewhere. Every day on the True North is an activity day, so there's no days at sea where you're travelling and not doing anything. Every day is packed with adventure, and then if we travel weekend, we travel at night time, and then you arrive at a new destination in the morning and ready to go again. Some people might choose to go fishing, some people will be on activities, whether hiking or just generally cruising around the river systems, looking at crocodiles and the wildlife with naturalists, or we've got a helicopter on board. So it's just the adventure side of the Kimberley that sets it apart from anywhere else.
So what would be a typical experience if you're on True North? You'd board in Broome and you'd go off for what, sort of 10 days?
Our first three cruises of the year, the tail end of the wet season, they're called our waterfall cruises. I guess the highlight of them is right there at the tail end of the wet season. So your waterfalls are at their best, and the countryside's most beautiful and all that. And then all our cruises after those three travel between Broome and Wyndham. So Wyndham's sort of almost on the northern border of West Australia. A number of activities in the morning, so there might be, like fishing or helicopter rides or going out with the naturalists exploring and looking at crocodiles. And we've got 6 small 20-foot boats on board True North, so we can have all these activities happening simultaneously.
You carry how many guests on board?
We carry 36 guests, mm-hmm. And we have 22 staff.
It's pretty one-to-one almost, isn't it?
Everyone keeps very busy. Yeah, there's lots happening. Great sightseeing, flights. We do a heli picnic each week where we fly all the guests and the staff up to a beautiful, Billabong, out of the way of Billabong, and we set up a lovely big luncheon. Yeah. And then we spend 3 or 4 hours up there. There's some heli picnics. We do heli fishing where you fly to a place that you can't get to normally, and we don't have fish out of the helicopter. We land and we fish off the bank, and we do all sorts of fun things.
Now, you've had a few sort of pretty high-profile guests. Jerry Hall, who's now the wife of media giant Rupert Murdoch, was on board. Yeah. Who else have you had?
We had Steve Irwin in his day on a couple of cruises. Well, he'd chartered a boat a couple of times.
He'd have loved it.
Oh, he was fantastic. He had a very special way with everything we did, the animals, and he was just a great guy.
Yeah.
And so, very fortunate to spend time with Steve. He's had a lot of amazing people on board, and, you know, a lot of people who've just done well in life. Most of our, probably 90% of our guests are Australian. I guess we're a very word-of-mouth product. It's not a cheap holiday.
So you'd be paying, what, for a seven-day trip? It would be in the, like, you know, the 10,000-plus mark?
Yes, it will be.
But it's money well spent, you think?
Absolutely. You know, yeah. It's a common cry. It's the best holiday I've ever had. And people generally come on True North and travel pretty well, and they just love the experience.
You've got a big party coming up in Broome later this month to celebrate, what, 30 years in the business?
Correct.
Yes.
I think we'll end up with 350 guests at the party. So it's going to be a great gathering of people and a fun evening. I live in Broome, and it's just heading into that nice part of the year.
The season lasts from what? From what time of the year?
Well, really, I mean, there's been a beautiful lead in this year. All of March, or a lot of March and April, have been beautiful weather. It sort of starts around now, and it goes through to pretty much the end of August. The winter is our peak season.
And you've started going to other places as well as the Kimberley, haven't you? You're heading out to
Correct.
Indonesia and to Papua New Guinea. And
Correct.
Is that just because you're a little bit restless and you want to see other places?
I guess, you know, we had the opportunity, we had the machine to do it with, so we were, you know, it was sort of tied in nicely with the season.
And Craig, I understand True North has had quite a few awards.
We've been pretty lucky with awards, I guess. We entered into the Hall of Fame in Western Australia for Tourism Hall of Fame. We've won a couple of Australian Tourism Awards, and the Luxury Gold Travel List. We've won, I think, 3 awards per year for the last 3 or 4 years. So, yeah, they keep on coming.
And you have won a few awards yourself. You were on the Queen's Birthday Honours last year, weren't you?
I did. I got given an Order of Australia medal, which was a great honour. That was for my services to tourism. And I think, you know, True North's become quite iconic in Australian tourism. It's, you know, it's got quite a name. And so it was great to get recognition. I haven't worn it yet, but I've got it.
You could wear it on the night that you have the party.
That's right, I might do that.
Why not? And life is good.
Life's good. At the moment, we're just exploring the possibilities of maybe building another boat. So you never know. I guess making more availability on some of our trips up there, you can't get on tour for this year, and even next year is pretty hard.
Really? You're sort of booked out, are you?
We're fairly busy.
That was Craig Howson of the multi-award winning adventure cruise ship True North.